You're listening to IdgitCast, Season 2, Episode 3, Bloodlust. Sam and Dean find out what happens when you give a mouse a cookie, while also running afoul of a fellow hunter named Charles Gunn. I mean Gordon Walker.
Welcome back to the IdgitCast. I am one of your newbies, Paul Mackey, and I have roughly about 4.5 inches from me, Darcy Zepernick, my lovely wife.
That's a pretty good estimation there.
Well, after that last time.
Okay.
And we have also from Texas, Mr. John Pavlich.
Greetings.
And down in New Orleans, we have Yvette.
Hey, y'all.
And geographically unclear, because I didn't ask ahead of time, we have Aaron Jackson as a guest.
Oh, the East Coast, that'll work. Salutations, everyone.
All right.
Hi, Aaron.
Hello.
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 Pleased to meet you, Aaron.
And you are from the Prisoner Podcast, is that correct?
I am a co-host on the Prisoner Introcast. Mm. We are currently on hiatus due to personal issues.
Oh, yes. One of our co-hosts
has passed away.
Yes, I'm sorry. I was aware of that. I was aware of Mr. We may as well. Bob DeGrand, he will be missed in a big way.
Yeah.
He was a big presence in the world of podcasting and introcasting.
He was, and a great guy. I remember when he and I had some very long, hard discussions about the World Cup last year. So.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I miss him already.
Yeah. I actually got into a bit of an argument with him on Facebook regarding Christian Kane and his departure in Angel.
Ah.
And because of the placement of where it was, I couldn't finish the discussion and explain to him why I was right until years later when Redemption Cast got to season 5 of Angel, and now we'll never get to have that discussion. So
no.
Sorry.
Yes.
But my sympathies are with you, Aaron. That's got to be really rough. Sorry.
All right. Well, on other notes, we can start the IdgitCast.
Yeah, we can, with a kitty on her shoulder.
Kitty on the shoulder and girl coughing in the next room.
Yeah.
Sorry, Iris has a big cold.
Poor.
We're sad for her. All right. Okay. Well, shall we get right into the episode? Once again, because life is crazy, and because Iris was actually homesick today and everything, I have. Notes from Supernatural Wiki rather than my own. It was a choice today of either editing the episode that was out previous to this. Oh no, it's two episodes previous to this because there's a commentary in between. It was either releasing the clowns episode or making notes for this. So I chose releasing the clowns episode.
Thank you.
So we have Supernatural Wiki notes for Bloodlust, and the first thing I noticed when I was sitting down with Darcy here, is that they like to neglect the cold opens.
Yes, they do. But
so
that's okay. You
the cold open,
it.
We have a girl running in the woods, screaming, or is she screaming? She's at least running.
And they're in
panicking.
Red Lodge, Montana.
Heavy breathing.
Heavy breathing, panting, running, trying to avoid someone who is in pursuit. And
oh, she's going to die. She's going to die.
Yeah. Yeah.
It totally looks
like it. She's going to get attacked. She's going to get bitten or eaten or something. We don't know what. And when we get to the point where she's hiding behind a tree and trying to decide if she's actually gotten away from her pursuer, suddenly she turns, gasps, and her head is lopped clean off.
Such a cool image. I really liked it.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody else caught also the figure chasing after her was wearing chaps.
Was he?
Yes.
Was he?
Yes.
I did not notice that.
Because I haven't seen him wearing chaps in the rest of the episode.
I know. I was waiting for him to come out, and it didn't happen, and I was disappointed.
He didn't pull his chaps out?
He did not pull his chaps out for Darcy.
Mm. Those are his killing chaps.
I know. Yeah. I know some people need those.
Well, I mean, well, you see him a lot in Montana. He's not
the killing chaps.
He was not a Montanan.
No. Well, that
As it turns out.
I was like, oh, then it's going to be like some cowboy lore or something, but that didn't happen.
That didn't happen.
Didn't happen. But that's all right. I'm good.
But the next thing that did happen is, back in a newly restored Impala, or Metallic car, if you prefer, Sam and Dean are on the road to Red Lodge to investigate some murders and cattle mutilations. Yay, cattle mutilation.
And we get some AC/DC on the soundtrack.
Yes, we get the AC/DC back back in black. Once more.
Even I recognize that one.
This reminds me so much of why I loved the earlier episodes. Great soundtrack music.
Spoiled? Does the music get worse? Was that a music spoiler?
Yeah,
I'm just kidding, Aaron. I don't care. I don't know any of it.
Do they cut back on the music budget?
I have no clue.
No, they didn't. They didn't. For me, the earlier episodes were filled with a lot of classical rock that I was really a fan of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're not wrong.
All right.
That's got to be cool, though. Like, I've been complaining just because I don't know any of this music. Like, classic rock is one of those things that I'm just, like, dumb as can be on. So, like, I feel like I'm missing a lot of the cues. But it must be cool to actually, like, know what's going on. Can't imagine.
Well, you know, I'm pretty sure that the next couple of episodes we do, I'm going to have full-on personal poll notes again because they rush this one. This one is so, so rushed compared to what I would do. Here's,
well, we can try to fill in.
No, it's a simple wiki.
Yeah, I'm gonna read.
Maybe it'll make that one listener happy.
Well, yeah, that one listener. That's true. I don't know if that's still a listener, however.
Probably not.
Probably not. That's fine.
That's fine.
Totally fine by me.
This shows you how much I actually pay attention to the wiki and Supernatural. I didn't realize there was a map that had all the actual points.
Well,
I didn't realize someone had taken the time to do that for the wiki.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like it has all the places that they go?
Yeah, it has like a map, a Google map with pinpoints of all the places for the episode.
I've only gone so far to search for Supernatural Wiki Season 2, and therefore, or I guess I started about searching Season 1 when I did the first time, but yeah, if you just say Season 2, the Google search goes directly to just a page with that season and nothing else. It's very handy.
So you don't get spoiled on it, anything.
There was once where I went just straight to the front page, and then I was like, oh, crap, closed it. I didn't see anything that I can remember, honestly. But I did, like, close it down immediately and go, okay, there's a better way to do this. All right, I'll read this paragraph, and then we'll go back and fill in the bits that they skip over.
Sounds
back
good.
On track.
Because here we go. Back in a newly restored Impala, Sam and Dean are investigating some murders and cattle mutilations. When they discover the latest victim is a vampire, they meet another hunter, Gordon Walker, who has been hunting vampires ever since they got his sister. Gordon has heard of Sam and Dean, but declines their help on his hunt. There's a whole lot of episode in between those sentences.
Yeah,
there is.
So
they go to the sheriff's office.
Yeah.
Where the in Red Lodge, where the murders and cattle mutilations have taken place.
Right. They start asking questions.
Of the sheriff, with that great big bushy mustache.
Have you ever seen
Wilford Brimley?
That mustache.
Yeah, it's Wilford Brimley without being Wilford Brimley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not as heavy. He was a little, you know, lighter. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just as cute as old Wilford.
Aww.
And they're posing as reporters, as it turns out, from a real publication.
Hmm.
You gotta fake it until you make it.
That's right.
There you go. Although I think it was in one of the last years of its actual print existence when they made this episode.
When did it go down? I can't remember.
I think it was 2007 was when they went web only.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's about the time as most print media did that.
That is the Weekly World News. Or the World Weekly News, if you're a new guy.
Does anybody know anyone who still gets, like, a regular daily newspaper?
I do.
I know my dad does.
Yeah, daily, no. My mom and I will occasionally grab a paper if we're out at the store or something.
Right.
My work does.
You work?
What does my work do?
What do you work in? Is it, like...
Media?
Media?
I mean, I'm the IT guy, but we're a holding company.
Oh, okay.
Huh.
But this is one of the episodes that after Dean so horribly stumbled over it and after going back, I really wondered, how did anybody believe their stories of who they really were anymore?
Right.
Oh, I know. You're totally right. It's like it's always so fake.
So anyway, the sheriff, once they really start to push the potential satanic rituals angle, the sheriff does question them on what publication they're from, and once they say Weekly World News, he tells them to get the heck out of here.
Yep.
Pretty much.
See you later.
The thing you said about cows is true, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm pretty sure that was a bit true.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen it?
No.
Really?
I've seen like bloated deer by the roadside, but
you've
I haven't seen a cow.
You've never seen a cow?
No.
I have.
Y'all, this is really gross. I think I've only ever seen like a cow in real life, like maybe once in my life. I can't even imagine just seeing one all bloated.
There are cows down the road from me.
I've seen plenty of cows.
Right.
But I haven't seen any dead ones.
Really?
No.
Yes, I just remember it as being so cute. Like it had those big eyes and... Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
soft ears
really
for the field trip or something.
Cute and yummy, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, they're delicious. I'm eating one as we speak.
Hey, we live multiple years in Montana. We're plenty versed on.
And then I grew
cattle.
Up in Denver, which is the
stock
ultimate
show.
Cow town. But I didn't see any dead cows at the stock show.
They don't.
That would be bad plan.
They try to keep that out of under wraps at the stock show.
Yeah, keep that out of sight.
But I did see some outstate there once, twice, so, yeah.
And John's down there in beef country as well.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Or Tornado Alley, if you want to.
Tornado Alley or beef
country. We're at the top of Tornado Alley. You know that?
I used to live in Tornado Alley.
It sucks.
You know what I learned the other day? That there's a fault line that runs through Texas.
Yes.
Yeah, and I didn't know that. I've been here since I was like 7, and I... just learned that like a few days ago because there have been a couple of earthquakes here lately and it's like what?
There's a fault line that runs like through the center of the United States. It's a very unknown one.
Ordinary earthquakes or fracking earthquakes, huh?
Well, we didn't have...
Yes. The answer is yes.
The answer is
earthquakes in Colorado were because of the Rocky Mountain Arsenal and Rocky Flats.
Yeah, they were injecting water into the... water and waste into the ground. And
right. But I remember those earthquakes when I was a kid in the 80s. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, then. So they fake their way into the morgue by claiming that a doctor who is on vacation is actually back and shouting and screaming for the attendant to attend to him.
Attend. Attend.
But you're on vacation. Well, he's back, Sparky.
Yes. And one of them was... was Jay Manners? Was that the attendant or was that one of the boys?
I don't know.
That was wearing the...
No, it was the attendant.
The attendant was Jay Manners.
Oh, that's right. Because
he was like John, but then Jeff.
John or Jeff?
I'm sorry, Jeff or Josh or
whoever you are.
Yes.
Jake, Jesse.
Probably a reference to Mr. Kim Manners.
Jebediah.
They go into the morgue. They find the latest victim who we saw in the woods there and have a look at her head. And they decide that they need to go investigating further than just that. They've
okay. I need to ask you guys something because Yvette and I were debating this during our commentary for this episode.
Okay,
was Sam pre-law or pre-med?
Pre-law.
Pretty sure he was pre-law.
Okay, yeah. That's what we decided on, but
I wasn't positive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why he was queasy about
that. Yeah, well, that's why, because it was bothering me, because I was like, wait, I thought he was pre-med. Why is he freaking out over...
No, he was pre-law at Stanford.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then that makes more sense.
There you go.
I could never do anything medical because blood makes me want to yuck.
Well, and I've seen... I did all those... I did video for a long time, video duplication for medical companies and medical training...
Right.
So I saw all manner of things that the people should never see.
Yes.
I think what's thrown me is I'm just thinking back to the first episode when we first saw Sam and he was at like a costume party.
Yeah.
And I think either he or his best friend was dressed as a doctor.
Maybe.
And that's what got me all confused.
Mixed up.
Sexy doctor. That's the problem.
That's the The problem. Yep, that sexy doctor costume.
That's the whole problem. Yeah, some of the medical stuff I saw was I can't even discuss most of
it. Yeah, don't. Not on this podcast, please.
Yeah, no, it's stop. Good. Like, I
We're fine.
Would rather be a garbage man than a nurse. Like, the human body just disgusts me. Like, anything medical, I'm just like, I'm out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can't handle it.
I'm with you. Blood is gross.
I saw them working on cadaver parts. I'll leave it at that.
Blood is gross.
I saw them
I'm good.
Studying cadaver pits.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. So, they go investigating further because there's some thought that certain rituals involve sticking things in the mouth. So let's investigate that.
Like Silence of the Lambs.
Like Silence of the Lambs and the Moth, for example.
For example.
But they end up discovering that this particular head has extra teeth that retract.
I liked the extra fangs. Teeth. I liked them. They were awesome.
That was pretty cool. That was a really neat effect, actually.
They did a good job. I mean, it looked okay on our TV. I don't know.
Yeah.
It looked good for me. Yeah. I mean, it was gross, but...
Yeah, it was gross.
gross, yeah. But...
It helps if you're somewhat averting your eyes.
It was effective. Very
Achievement
effective.
Unlocked.
Effective. That's a good way to put it.
Yes. So, hey, this is the part of the one giant paragraph that says... well, it's not even a giant paragraph. It's a tiny paragraph that says the latest victim is a vampire.
Surprise.
Surprise. So they decide that they're going to check out the local bar and find out if they can find any sign of disturbance locally.
Sounds like every D&D campaign ever. All the information is at the bar.
At the tavern. Go to the tavern, go to the pub, yes. Go to the inn.
The local watering hole.
And they ask around, and there's apparently is some sign of some rowdy folks that have been drinking it up, staying up all night, sleeping all day. Sounds pretty good. And there's someone in the corner listening. And as they turn back, that person in the corner who was listening is no longer there.
Dun, dun, dun. He has got good ears.
He's got good ears. They go out of the bar at this point, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And they are being followed. But suddenly they're nowhere to be seen, and the follower has become the followed, I suppose.
Dun, dun, dun.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the boys interrogate this guy. They're pretty sure he's a vampire. He's saying he's not, and he's saying, "Please check me before you wreck me."
Oh, yeah, I felt like it was obvious.
Did you just say that?
Yeah.
Oh, Paul.
Well, you know,
what are we going to do with you?
I don't know what to do with him.
I think you're stuck with you're stuck with me. I'm the last member of the original cast.
Oh goodness!
Of this podcast.
I felt like it was super obvious that this guy was, like, another demon hunter. Like, what else, you know? Duh.
Yeah.
So what?
Well, after we determine he's not a vampire, obviously.
Yes, so it turns out he is a hunter.
He could be two things.
And he's hurt.
Well,
wouldn't that be interesting?
You'd be whatever you want to be when you grow up.
A vampire hunter? I've never heard of anything like.
No, that wasn't an anime or anything.
No, vampire slayer.
This actor was really familiar to me. Did any of y'all recognize him from anything?
I did not bother to look him up.
I didn't.
No. Not when I first saw him, no.
No.
Okay. I don't know. He's super familiar, but maybe later I can look him up.
Well,
can't
if,
now.
If John's
He was in Righteous Kill.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what that is.
He's been in one episode of NCIS.
Which I've
he's
never
been on
seen.
Army Lives. Person of Interest. Nikita for one episode.
Yeah.
His name is Sterling K. Brown, by the way.
Okay. I like that name.
It's a nice name.
That's a good name, yeah. Well, I hope... This is jumping ahead, but I hope we see him again, because I really liked him in this episode.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be necessarily all buddy-buddy, but...
No, he will not be all buddy-buddy, because... Yeah, well, we know how it ends.
We know how
this
goes.
What do the rest of you think of him?
He's all right.
When I first met him, since I've seen everything so far. When it started, I was like, "Cool, another hunter." And then I get into the episode, and then I'll wait till the end of the episode to finish.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
But yeah, he seemed like he got. I felt like he was a little over cocky, even early on.
Yeah, cocky is a good way.
I mean, hey, I'll go elsewhere. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to take that quote because I'll use it later.
Yeah.
But. I don't need any help on this. You guys go over there.
I will say he has a very impressive modification to his car to hold all his hunting tools.
Yeah, I liked that. Mm-hmm. Everybody needs one of those. I need that, but like with sewing tools. That'd be excellent.
Yeah? What kind of sewing tools could you mount on that?
Pinking shears.
Oh.
Rotary blades.
Well, this all sounds like hunting equipment too, right?
I know.
Yeah, it does.
You could do some serious damage with some pinking shears and a rotary blade.
I know. Maybe the robbers at work will eventually figure that out, that my little scissors are actually Chinese throwing scissors.
Right.
No. We just give them the money and they walk away. That's good.
There you go. That's
That's what you're supposed to do.
That's what you're supposed to do.
You know, Darcy, I feel like there's got to be like some kind of, you know, like one of those like romance novel kind of things, but it's like a vampire hunting seamstress, you know, like she uses her needles to kill vampires.
Her silver like scissors.
Yeah. Knitting needles or something. There's got to be something like that.
There.
Well, they rescue Gordon from a vampire attack at the sawmill.
I liked the sawmill because there's a lot of logging in Montana. You remember?
Yeah.
Remember those logging trucks, Paul?
Oh, there were a lot of logging trucks. I can't remember if there's a mill in Red Lodge, but I've only been really vicinity of Red Lodge, and I haven't really stayed there.
I've never stayed in Red Lodge either.
So I couldn't tell you for sure, but whatever. There are mills and loggers in Montana.
Lots of them.
Yes. Dean and Gordon bond over a few drinks. Dean admits that he's putting on a brave face for Sam, who's pretty much said, I'm not having any part of this conversation, and goes home, goes back to the motel.
Taking my ball and I'm going home.
Something like that.
With my bitch face.
Dean admits that he's putting on a brave face for Sam and that his father's death has affected him deeply.
Yeah.
Sam, suspicious of Gordon, is returning to the motel when he's captured. Actually, doesn't he call Ellen first?
Yeah, he calls Ellen.
Yeah, he calls Ellen to ask about Gordon because he's got a weird feeling about Gordon, because who wouldn't with a guy with that kind of attitude of, I can do it alone.
Yeah.
And then Sam doesn't hear, but the way he puts it to Dean, that there is no gray area. It's black and white, mm-hmm. which later on in the episode, we kind of see the first kind of start in the season of, maybe there is a little bit of gray area when it comes to some of these things, but...
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But he's returning to the motel when he is captured by the vampires, who are led by Lenore. And...
Was that her name?
That's...
Oh, you're right.
Yeah,
it is.
Lenore.
Never mind.
Lenore.
Lenore.
I was thinking and that it was is something else.
Amber Benson.
Yeah.
Hera.
With yes. sexy black hair.
Oh my god, she looks so good. I couldn't get over it. I was never a Tara fan, but she looks amazing right now.
And she's so relaxed and confident as Lenore, too.
Mm-hmm.
See, yeah. I wanted her to be evil. It kind of bummed me out that she was like a good vampire or whatever. But, you know,
kind of
whatever.
Kind of Twilight-y in that way, yeah.
Are you a good one?
I don't like good. I mean, I loved Angel, but he was always better as Angelus. And I just want my vampires to be like stone cold evil. You know?
Yeah.
Stone cold evil.
Well, there's definitely...
That's not asking for too much.
They do show the instinct is there.
True.
Whether it can be overcome or not is a question. It looks like it can be.
Uh-huh.
But the instinct is there toward feeding viciously. But, well, we'll get to that. She explains that the vampires have forsworn killing humans and are trying to live peacefully, drinking only cattle blood. And this episode does sort of, I mean, these are more vampires, but they do sort of still underline what John had told them last season, which was that they thought they were all extinct. And she pretty much says, you know, we're definitely few and far between at this point. Released unharmed, Sam tries to convince Dean they should not pursue these vampires. Dean insists that anything supernatural should be killed. Well, Sam argues their mission is to stop evil, and these vampires are not actually, at the moment, evil. He doesn't even say at the moment, but... The argument ends when Dean punches Sam after he accuses Dean of using Gordon as a replacement for their father.
And a cheap one at that.
I mean, I don't know. Like, John wasn't that great either, which we've discussed ad nauseum.
John was a horrible father. He used his own kids as bait. Come on.
Yeah, so it's kind of like, yeah, you know... Maybe he's not that, you know, not that horrible of a replacement. Kind of right on.
So the boys trek back to the vampire homestead, but Gordon has arrived ahead of them.
See, what I want to ask is, how did they not notice Gordon leaving the motel room during their argument? Is he that quiet? Is the door actually that well made for a motel room that it doesn't squeak obnoxiously? Well,
didn't they ask him to leave them alone for a minute?
No, they just walked out. Sam just asked Dean to talk to him outside for a minute.
Oh,
and
right.
Then he slipped out after them.
Okay.
He just jumped out of a window.
Sure. He got away. Mm-hmm. He got away ahead of them, and he apparently was able to, without any extra clues, find directly where she was.
Right.
Even though Sam had the extra info, the exact, like, here's how far we went, and here's where we
maybe
went.
Maybe he's
over.
Just that good.
Well, he did hear Sam say about the bridge.
Did he hear about the bridge, at least?
He did. Okay. And that's probably right when he decided to take off. He must have given him
enough of a clue. Yes.
As to, hey, I haven't looked there.
And he had a little jar of dead man's blood with him, which, you know, I suppose if you're a hunter of vampires and you've been working on the vampire thing for a while, you'll probably have some handy.
Doesn't it go bad?
Yeah, you think that you could only use the blood for so long, but, you know, if you're planning a hunt and you're planning to go out that night, maybe you can harvest some.
I mean, maybe that's why he's got it in a jar like that. Like, maybe it's just like anything, you know, you can preserve it.
I think blood coagulates. I don't think you can.
It's a jar of preserves.
Well, you can put an anticoagulant in it, so it could still be that. But
okay, yeah. We're done with this conversation.
Moving on.
Might be a little chunky. Yeah.
Shush.
I mean,
stop it.
It's going to have some texture.
You're done now, right?
Weetabix.
Okay, so
you beat me to it.
Stop.
You stop.
No, you stop. Hey, stop poking me. Stop poking me. No seam rippers. Right.
No seam rippers? Why not?
Mm.
Such a nice little...
Rip that lining.
I'm done.
Oh, okay.
What's going on over there?
She's ripping a lining.
I had to rip
apart. There's a child in the room. I need to remind you.
Mm-mm. Oh, that's all right. They're good. They're watching the TV.
Okay.
Gordon is torturing Lenore. Dean and Sam argue with Gordon that unlike the vampires that killed his sister, these vampires are different. Gordon reveals that the vampire that attacked his sister didn't kill her, but turned her, and afterward he hunted her down himself and killed her. Little familiar.
Yeah, it's very familiar.
That happens all the time, right?
Hence my intro.
Yes.
Yeah. Tragic backstory.
Tragic backstory of exactly someone else's.
Mm-hmm. They're even black. Both of them are. And it's like, really? I mean, there's a there's, you know, homages, and then there's what you guys are doing.
Well, maybe it's still an homage.
Okay.
Maybe.
It's a little heavy handed. No?
Maybe they could have called him, you know, pistol or rifle or.
Oh, boy.
All right, so they're ripping them off. All right, we get
all
that.
Right, they're ripping off gun.
We
right.
feel that.
Okay. Dean is horrified by the revelation. Gordon grabs Sam and cuts him, taunting Lenore with the blood. When she shows she is capable of fighting her vampiric urges, Dean overpowers Gordon, allowing Sam to rescue Lenore. And they then tie him up in the meantime.
After a wonderful little bit of fist fighting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fisticuffs.
I will say, Jensen Ackles does that face perfectly when he grabs a knife, because I used to, in college, train a little bit of martial arts, and that was one of the things we always would discuss, is that when a guy pulls a knife, that is the exact face you make, because particularly if you have a knife, you know both of you are getting cut anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, although
Jensen just did a perfect job with that face of, you gotta be kidding me.
Well, the other thing that I liked was his preparation for the knife fight was he pulled his collar up immediately. He saw that knife come out, and he pulled that collar up over his neck. Leather coat.
Yeah.
Oh, that collar is up through almost the entire episode.
It is, but he definitely pulled it up specifically during that scene.
Right. Like, okay, now I'm ready.
Yes.
That is what
that
this
knife
is
was
for.
Huge, by the way.
It yes.
It's your standard Bowie knife.
Yeah, it's just it seemed excessive.
Well, you use it to take off heads. You kind of right, need then. Excessive.
I suppose.
Well,
yes, he's already been taken off heads.
He had a sickle for that.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, yeah, that was a sickle.
It was a sling blade.
Some folks call it a sling blade.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Kaiser Blade.
Mm-hmm. It's good to have lots of tools in your kit.
That's right.
So, what do we got? We got a little bit of... We got one last paragraph here. Sam takes Lenore and leaves to help her and her friends leave town. Meanwhile, Dean ties Gordon up. When Sam returns, Dean admits that Sam was right and muses that their world does not seem as black and white as it once did. And that's what we get for a summary.
Yeah.
He does. I personally hope that the vampires come back and turn...
Gordon.
I can't even remember his name. Gordon into a vampire, and then
you wanted to call him Gunn.
I did want to call him Gunn. So I hope he has to become a vampire, and I hope that we see him and Amber Benson back because I hope that this turned her evil. That's my hopes.
All right.
Interesting theory.
Oh, and I guess the one thing that they don't mention is that that Dean does invite Sam to come and go ahead and take a shot at him.
Yep. To make up. Hit me once. What? No.
Just
Sam's reaction. No, you're already beat up.
Yeah. No more beating.
All right. Well, that is.
I'll take a rain check.
I'll take a rain check. I believe is the quote. All right. Who won this episode? Sam versus Dean.
Dean wins because he said he was sorry.
Really?
Yeah. I was going to go with Sam because. He was right about everything.
Yeah, he was the one who had to become the peacemaker and make sure to point it out and stand his ground.
That's all well and good, but saying you're sorry is really hard.
Yeah.
Particularly for Dean.
Yes.
That's
why he wins for me.
I you're going to say the same thing next week, too.
Yes, I was about to. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to go with Sam. Aaron, who do you pick?
I give the slight edge to Dean purely for the fact that he finally admits, yeah, I'm wrong and I can be wrong and it's okay, but only slightly, because I'm pretty sure this was one of the episodes that Sam really just wanted. He called Dean out, but he didn't call him out much further than he did. And I'm pretty sure he really wanted to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that means that Sam wins.
Yes. Okay. Sounds like it's 3-2 on that.
3-2 on that.
Does anybody have a quote burning a hole in their quote pocket?
I have a quote.
Okay, go for it.
Okay. Sorry, I've got to pull it up because I closed everything out so I could start my Excel spreadsheet of our ratings. Okay. Here we go. Put the lotion in the basket.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
All right, I got one.
Okay. Thanks, Amber.
You're right there, Darcy.
No,
I think we lost Darcy.
You know what? This horrible thing happens to me when I'm really tired, where I like laugh and I like literally cannot stop. And I have been.
You get the giggles. It's tired giggles. I know them well.
It's really horrible, and that's where I'm at right now. So bear with me.
Well, we got Gordon declining their help and saying, sorry, but hey, I hear there's a Chupacabra two states over. You go ahead and knock yourselves out.
And then we've got a sheriff says, what newspaper did you say you work for? World Weekly News? Weekly World News? World? Weekly World? Weekly? I'm new.
I might be like you, and I might not. But you're the one tied up right now.
And just the attitude behind the oops, sorry, when he knocks his head into the
door
frame.
That was awesome.
I mean, it's not much of a quote, but the attitude was great.
Yeah, oops, sorry.
That was a very Al Bundy moment.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah. Well, that's all the quotes I have.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I don't think we have Facebook feedback this week. But I do have an email from Allie Jones.
Yay!
Thanks, Allie.
And she says, hello, Idgits. I'll be seeing you soon, but wanted to send in some feedback for Bloodlust. The Impala's theme song is Back in Black, just like my high school. I freaking love this sheriff's mustache. So one thing I love is the subversion of tropes, especially horror movie cliches. I mean, that's the whole point of Buffy. So there's a lot of fun stuff for me in this episode. I like the cold open, knowing the girl getting chased in the woods is a monster. But I can't remember how I felt the first time I saw it. For the first 5 minutes, you assume she's simply an innocent girl, and it turns out in the end she was an innocent vampire girl. That's complicated. Speaking of Buffy, Amber Benson. I have a manager at work who always answers the question of how's it going with living the dream, just like the vampire bartender, every friggin' day. There better be quotes from the scene where Sam and Dean are drinking with Gordon. So many good lines. It gets heavy from there, though. I don't know if we quoted anything from there.
Well, I kind
of... Yeah, a little bit.
I don't have a whole lot there for that scene, but I can see he's the only one that gets to call me that. Okay, no offense meant, Sammy.
Yeah. I just realized Dean and Ellen independently make references to Silence of the Lambs in this episode.
Hmm.
I think that might be someone's favorite movie, cough, cough, Sarah Gamble, cough.
And Hannibal Lecter was a good psychiatrist.
Mm-hmm. Except for that whole eating people thing.
Well, he's just hungry.
I don't know. Did he eat his clients or did he just eat other people?
He ate people that annoyed him.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God. OMG. Sam's hair. Ew.
Yeah.
Agreed. His hair looks so bad.
I was
going to
ask you guys about that.
What was with the McDonald's arches in the front there? It was horrible.
Trying to get rid of his bangs.
He just split his bangs down the middle, though.
I know.
Beginning the slow descent of his hair gets longer every season.
Oh, hair spoiler.
Spoiler alert. Oh, jeez.
Yeah, now I know he's going to have some butt-length hair by season 11 or whatever.
Turn your badge on right now.
Yeah.
Oh, I returned those N weeks ago.
He's going to have to learn how to flip his hair just right then, because dude.
You're a loose cannon, Jackson.
Also,
so is Gordon, clearly.
Also, he was wearing some serious bitch face before Dean punched him. I would say Sam deserved getting punched for these reasons. And she says spoilers for Angel. We've already done that. She says Gordon's backstory is basically guns. Coincidence or homage?
Or ripping off.
I really liked this episode when I first watched it. It introduced gray area to the supernatural world, which I'm always a fan of. Upon rewatch, though, I'm not as into it. I've seen this show at its best, and it's not quite there. A little something for you to look forward to. All right, I'll be there next week for Children Shouldn't Play with Dead Things. I'm ready and waiting on Skype. Happy hunting, Allie.
Yay.
Thanks, Allie.
Thank you, Allie.
Yay, Allie.
Wow, I'm going to have to start thinking of a rating scheme real soon here, because...
Done.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
right. Oh, wait, no, that's the wrong one.
Wrong episode, right? Oh, no.
Bad girl.
Oh, no.
Oh, I can do this. Okay, got it.
Okay, all right. Because it is ratings time. Is anybody...
I can go.
All right, lead off.
I like vampires. I like Gordon's car. I like Amber Benson. So there's lots of good stuff in here. So I'm going to give this one 8 out of 10 awesome muscle cars.
Yay.
Yeah, I'm going to have to concur and go also with an 8 for many of the same reasons. Amber Benson is great, and I liked her in what little we see her. Obviously, we're used to seeing whole seasons of her, and this is a brief appearance at this point, but I really liked that. And vampires, always cool. And I also liked, as Ellie said, sort of, introducing some of that gray area. Well, these guys are, creatures, but they're not evil creatures per se. At least we believe, we seem to believe them. So I will also go for a 8 out of 10 bloody sawmill blades.
That's good.
That'll do, pig.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen a bloody sawmill blade. Have you? I mean, really?
Yeah.
Hey, what... What is Dudley Do-Right's girl's name?
It's...
Come on, you guys. I'm counting on you.
You get Dudley Do-Right, Snidely Whiplash, and
like Daisy or
Nell,
something?
It's Nell.
Nell! That's Nell. Right, because they always tied Nell to the log at the sawmill.
Yeah.
You remember?
Tracks, yeah, okay.
At any rate, rating. I really enjoyed the episode for the most part. I really liked little character development on Dean. I liked Gordon for the most part. There wasn't much about him I didn't like except for... No, I did. I liked him. If I saw him again, that'd be all right. So I'm going to go for a 8 out of 10 shadowy chaps-wearing strangers.
Yay.
Aaron, do you want to go next?
When I initially saw it, I really did enjoy it. Second time around, it's still relatively enjoyable, but I'm going to have to go with 7 severed heads out of 10. just because second time around, I'm kind of reminded, yes, the early seasons were enjoyable, but this one, and it does provide some that gray area initially, which is what I really started to latch onto in the series, that not everything's clear cut anymore. And it does provide some new characters that we may see later down the road. So I enjoyed it, but there's something there that I just disconnected with eventually.
Fair enough.
So I liked it. It was fine. I mean, whatever. I don't like not evil vampires. And I really wanted Amber Benson just to be, like, bad. So, like, in my mind, I could be doing some kind of, like, fan fiction where it's, like, you know, evil Willow and bad Tara. But, I mean, whatever. So I'm going to give it 7 out of 10 retractable fangs.
I like how there was a pause there between I really wanted Amber Benson to be evil.
I mean, Amber Benson looks amazing. And like I was telling John, I don't know if my heart now belongs to, you know, vampire Tara, or if it's going to belong to the Reaper from the, you know, the opener of this season. But I think Pretty Reaper actually does win for me. But
she likes it.
So that means that our average for this episode is a 7.6, which is highly respectable. A good score.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's above average. It's good.
Yeah. Good job.
Yay.
Yay. All right. Well, Aaron, thanks you so much for joining us for this episode.
Thanks, Aaron.
Thank you for having me.
Do you have any place that you like to be contacted?
Not anymore right now until we get off hiatus. And I don't do a whole lot of the Twitter thing. So not really. No.
All right. Well, we'll keep an eye out for you. And hopefully, I know that we've got you scheduled for at least one more this season. So we'll look forward to speaking to you again.
Well, to bring something from my other podcast, be seeing you.
All right. Hey, John, what's our homework for next week?
Next week's homework is Season 2, Episode 4, Children Shouldn't Play with Dead Things.
Oh, you know, I would love to say that I want to make a prediction, but I forgot to write anything down, and I can't pretend that I didn't watch it, so
I'm going to guess it has something to do with dead things.
Oh, dead things.
Mm-hmm. Going out on a limb there.
Yeah,
you're crazy.
And children. Don't forget the children.
Yeah, I was pretty sure I was guessing there were children. We'll see what happens there.
Mm-hmm. I was, and I mean, immediately I thought of, you know, child with roadkill. But, sure. You know, because that's how I grew up, you know. Yeah. Some possums and whatnot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Yeah.
Sure.
Actually, we had a lot of dead frogs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, until next week, on behalf of everyone else, I will say happy hunting.
Goodbye.
Bye, y'all. Bye.
Bye.
You have been listening to the IdgitCast from QuadrupleZ.com. Visit our Facebook group at facebook.com/IdgitCast. Email us at IdgitCastPodcast@gmail.com. Please use the episode title in the subject line. You can call our voicemail line, 206-309-9389. Please name the episode early in your message. The theme song for the IdgitCast was written and performed for the show by Borrowed Trouble, and the vocalist is Allie Jones. Find the band at borrowedtrouble.com. The closing music you are hearing right now is Too Good, written and performed by Jack Mangan and is used by permission. Find more music by Jack, as well as humor, fiction, discussion, and a variety of other goings-on at jackmangan.com, home of the Deadpan Podcast. Would you like to hear more from the hosts of the show? You can find John Pavlich on CastleCast, also from QuadrupleZ.com, and his own Sofa Dogs podcast at sofadogs.libsyn.com. Yvette can also be heard on Investigating Mars, also at quadruplez.com. Get in touch with Darcy for apparel design needs at facebook.com. Search for Cyan Fey Designs, C-Y-A-N-F-E-Y Designs. And you can also hear Darcy and I on the Ghostlight podcast, an introcast for the television series Slings and Arrows at quadruplez.com.
I just got myself an iPhone 6 Plus. I, like, upgraded, and I'm like, it's going to take me a while to get used to how big this thing is.
Ah.
Oh, yeah, I felt, like, I felt my friends, and it felt way too big for me, but...
That's what she said. Sorry, I had to.
Stop it, Paul!
What?
Okay.
I didn't do anything. I just moved the cat.
I'm good.
And yes, that's what they're calling it these days.
Hey now.
What now?
It's okay because they're married.
All right.
You doing this?
I'm waiting. I just
yeah, you're just you're here to talk.
I'm here to talk.
You're here to talk when it's time to talk. All right. Okay, you're right.
Or when it's not.
Either way.
I have a message.
All right. Okay. One moment, I'll be editing this. Is she okay?
She's all right. She's
just really hacking.
Popping up along.
Yeah, I think that that hot cocoa must have thickened
it
up or
really
something.
Did.
She's
I think
like, what
it
do I
actually,
need two for?
Just got going.
Yeah.
Loosened it up.
Yeah, because she was sitting there not coughing most of the day.
I know. Well, also, it gets worse at night.
Yeah,
it's
it does.
Just the way that goes. So.
All right.
Let's see if I can get her to sip some Sprite and see if that calms it down.
She has the option of the Coke as well.
Yeah.
There's one open.
We have whiskey, right? I'm just kidding.
We might. I don't know.
Don't.
Huh?
What the heck kind of parents are we if we don't have any whiskey?
Well, we had a little hip flask of, like, Black Label or something. No. No? Not anymore?
I'm not going to put whiskey in our drink.
Okay.
This time.
This time.